Monday, September the 16th, 1996.
Good evening. Thank you again for being with us. I knew you don't want things, so we expect them, but we do like to say it.
so that the collection is made. I am happy to continue this time. You may find that is sounds different this time, only because I am working with different energy patterns. It is too complex to explain this time.
I'm sure it must be.
But I hope you will accept it so, and we will continue.
Yes, of course we accept it. We're only too pleased that it's happening.
We have someone wishing to speak this time with you. You will find no interest. But before then, I will take your questions, please.
Sure. I would like to continue on your subject of last week, if I may, about the many parts of the soul. We can except what you say, of course, that there are many facets of it which are existing at the same time. But when they have achieved the purpose for which they came, does each and every individual part become coalescing into a whole once more? Do they all have to progress together?
No, not necessarily so. You can have the division separately, although they belong to that one spark of existence. It is not possible for facets to progress at the same time.
Yeah, that's what I wondered.
Of course, when each facet or aspect of personality has attained its purpose, then it will return to that whole. And then it will be decided which elements will go forward to improve the knowledge and the structure of the whole.
So putting it simply then, all the various personalities do gather together once more at some unknown time in the future, and then again split, and the procedure continues.
Of course, now, dear friend, you are beginning to understand just a little. Yes, it is a complex subject which I don't feel you will truly understand whilst you are clothed in these bodies.
No, I can accept that, but it does give a little clearer picture of the progress of the parts of the soul.
If you take a bowl of water, if you take one bubble from it, it does not affect the water as a whole. But when the bubble returns in greater magnitude, it is accepted into that pool of water without causing any disruption.
True.
If you can imagine yourselves in this way, it may make it simpler for you to understand.
Yes, I think. Sorry, I think it will.
You, dear friend, belong to a much greater energy person. Because, shall I stop?
Is that enough? It doesn't matter. I'm sorry about the interruption. Thank you.
Don't be concerned. Separate from that greater energy, you are in a sense set free for just a short time.
Mm-hmm.
But always you remain attached to that greater
all
of energy.
I see.
So, in a sense, you are never truly separated.
No.
Is this clear for you?
Yes, I suppose an analogy would be the silver cord between the physical and the spiritual body.
Yes. You always will remain connected to the soul.
I see.
You understand?
Yes, because the source would be necessary for the continuation of the energy required by each particular part.
Yes. It is like a child on wings who feels the power of movement and yet is controlled by the parents.
Yes, I see.
You understand?
Mm-hmm, I do. I think everybody understands that, similarly.
Good.
Thank you for the explanations. I'm afraid we do seem rather dim at times in understanding these things. But, of course, they are foreign to our conception up till now.
They are complex matters, and I fully understand that your comprehension of them is limited.
It is very limited indeed.
But no matter, just inquiring about these things lends itself to a greater knowledge of them. For that, I am pleased for you, because it tells me that I am completing my task much more fully than I had first hoped.
Well, there's much to know. At least we're learning something.
I have to tell you, dear friends, that the opening of your hearts to me has been considerable in such a short space of time.
Thank you, that's a compliment to us all.
Now, I will take one more question before I give you over to those which...
Sure. Yes, it's partly question, partly comment, but our last meeting... We had two people come. I didn't deal with them in the beginning, but I believe I'm right in saying they were from somewhere not of this world. And one instrument was speaking almost precisely the words which you have used, saying that they are part of their gathering to prevent us destroying this earth and ourselves. The speech was very slow, and I wondered if I was right in presuming that the words were being fed to that person via the spiritual aspect of the instrument, so that her brain could utter them.
Return again to the subject of communication. There are easier methods of communication with those from our world who are closer to you. On the earth plane, you understand.
Yes, well, I do. Because it does seem a lot easier, I agree.
But the farther away, and I use that term loosely, because you understand that it is no distance which we speak of, because all is intermingled. Forgive me. Please do not touch. Is okay.
Fine.
When we speak of communications, there are many ways of achieving this. Sometimes the blending of the energies are not suitable for the communicator to use the instrument's voice. So, sometimes help and information is given, and although it would seem to come from the communicator, you are correct in your assumptions. that there are more than one involved.
Yes, I hope so. Thank you.
This happens sometimes, not only for the protection of the instrument, but the spirit in question. We speak again about many complex issues of how communication takes place.
Yes, there must be many, many more aspects to it than we have even considered.
It takes many of your earthly years for communicators to work at ease with the instruments. It does not happen in an instant.
Yeah.
Because, you see, and you know, I know, that as you leave your earthly bodies, the energies become so much finer.
Right.
And as you continue throughout your spiritual lives, they should become even finer, which makes it more difficult to have a communicator return to this earth plane.
Yes, we're always very grateful when they do.
But we have many who have achieved such. And I don't feel it is wrong to say that I too must be included in that band of people.
Right.
It, of course, becomes much easier when all conditions are refined, and the instrument is willing to give themselves to us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a cooperative effort then, isn't it?
Always, but that is why now we are finding new ways of communication, so that we have a much more valid way of communication.
It would be marvelous if you do achieve what you want. Because the average person then can have a much more comprehensive idea of the importance of the communication and the fact of it too.
Yes, there is so much going on within our world to make this communication easier for all. But we have spoken about this.
Yes.
Last time.
Yes, I won't keep you any more, but only just to say that we were very interested to hear the words were almost precisely what you have been saying to us.
Yes. It will be verified by many. Always hear but from other sources.
Good.
And I want to say to you, dear friends, that I do not always see too much on what will happen in your world, but there are coming to your world geological changes, important changes, which will affect the structure of your lands, but this is a natural evolution of your earth and should not cause distress to any of you. But remember, I have told you this, and we can speak when it comes to pass.
Yes.
Now I leave you all with my love this time, and thank you for your attention.
Thank you for your patience with us and for the teaching you have given us. God be with you.
Little one.
Yes, and poor one to use.
Little one for me.
Thank you for making the effort, and I'm sorry if it's uncomfortable for you.
Oh, not just for me. We try not to harm little one either.
I'm sure you wouldn't do that.
Do you appreciate how spiritual your moon and its light can be?
Yes, I think we do.
Good. We feel it is going to be important in your lives to be more aware of the light coming from the moon in your sky.
That's it.
It is full of great energy. It is the sun planet.
Yes.
You are aware that the light you see comes from the sun.
Yes, we are.
But of course it is not possible to turn your gaze upon it as you can the moon.
Yeah, we know there is reflected light from the sun.
Of course you do. I apologize if I make it sound houses, you are not aware.
No vanity in it.
Of course you are.
And the moon has been the subject throughout many, many years of our lives on this earth, the subject of song, of poetry, of romance, so it does have a great effect upon humanity.
Romance comes from the physical heart.
Mm-hmm.
I am speaking of the spiritual love which comes from the light.
Yes, I personally have always been aware of it.
That is good.
Probably my colleagues have also.
I say to you before I leave this one, I say to each of you at next full moon, if physical problems such as the cloud formations are not a hindrance, and if your daily toils allow it, I would ask you all to turn your gaze upon it and to open up the spiritual channel which is in you all and feel the light traveling into the very depth of your being. Can you do this, please?
Certainly try, yes. Just as you used to in your ceremonies.
I say to you, the benefits you will find will be many. I ask you to try to feel the energy of the light of the moon as it travels to the edges of your fingers. And ask at the same time that this energy you are feeling can be put to good use.
Yes, you should do that.
You will be guided along the correct path to suit each one of you. And this new form of energy will be used through your channels. This may sound a little confusing to you, but I ask you please to put your trust in those who love you.
Yes, we do. We accept absolutely what you say about this, because after all, it is merely attempting to absorb the diffused energy of the sun, isn't it?
Technically speaking, yes, that is one form of the power available.
Since it all comes from the sun, we should be absorbing that indirectly, spiritually and physically.
I thank you for this experiment, and I say to you on a lighter note, we do not expect you to go gambling around your gardens at midnight, chanting and waving feathers in the air. No,
I don't think we should be doing that.
It is not essential for you even to leave the confines of your homes. But I say it probably would be more beneficial if you could view the light from outside and not through glass.
Right.
But please, I say to you, do not catch cold. We do not want you to suffer in our experiments.
No, we should try and avoid that. Thank you for the instructions.
Our requests who tend to get stranger, do they not? But you know you can trust us.
Well, I know there's always a very good reason for these things.
Yes. We only wish to enhance the bonds between physical and spiritual matters.
Right. Well, we're quite happy to go along with that.
In time.
Cool.
End of September 16th meeting.